Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Drive Time, Thrive Time. I'm Erin Breeze, your host and co-pilot out on the road of life after divorce. And it is a long and winding road, and we want it to be that way because this is our whole lives. And if we let it, divorce is catalytic. It truly can be the event in our lives that ripples out into the future in such powerful ways. Part of why I'm here doing all of this, connecting with you on the road, is to help dispel some of the myths, some of the old stories and pressures and just programs, conditionings that we have when it comes to divorce. It's so deeply entrenched. And every day I communicate with moms who are really in it, in the pain of it, in the blame of it, in the shame of it. And that's what we're here to shift. This is so unnecessary in the sense of, yes, there's a grieving process. Yes, there's a healing process. But this, the depth of pain around something wrong having happened, the sense of failure of divorce that's so pervasive because culturally and socially, and this is stretches back, like historically, that's what we have been taught. We have been taught that divorce is death. And even yesterday in a coaching session with clients, this came up so profoundly, this sense of there is a sense of a death. It is like facing a death. There is this sense of falling off of a cliff that is so visceral. And we're not, when I say that it can be this beautiful catalytic event, I don't mean that it doesn't go to our core. I mean, this is this soul level, you know, huge, huge disruption in our lives. It causes us to question everything, the level of disorientation that can happen with divorce that just inherently does happen because everything about what we thought who we are and what we thought our lives looked like shifts. So it's huge. It's huge. And it does require that dark night of the soul. It does require that. But the beauty is in the emergence from that space because it allows us, if we choose, divorce allows us, requires really us to look at everything and do this huge inventory. But we can't do that powerfully or purposely if we're stuck in stories of guilt and shame and blame and failure and shoulds and supposed tos. That's the stuff that I'm here to help you let go of, that I'm here to help you avoid when possible. But sometimes it's not possible. We just have to let it come forward. We have to let it surface because it's our truth. It's true to who we have been. It's true to where we come from. It's true to our prior self, right? So there's a self that led us into the relationship, that led us into, you know, into the marriage, that existed through the marriage. And it is that self that does die and that doesn't go without some kicking and screaming, right? Because anytime the ego is required to examine, to reflect, to let go, I mean, letting go, this is what feels like death because it's so scary. What who am I if I let go? What am I if I let go of all of these judgments and beliefs that I've constructed my life with that have served me until now? And it's not about judging them as wrong. They served the purpose. But then we get to a place where we've outgrown them, where in order to be our true self, our authentic self, it's time. We have to free ourselves from any of those former scripts and write a new one. And the only person who can write the new one is you. And it's so tempting when we feel untethered, when we feel disoriented, when we feel fearful, when we feel loss, we're searching for that life raft. And it's tempting to grab a hold, right? We want to grab a hold to whatever is there. Well, what's going to tend to be there is more of what was. It's not going to be the new thing, right? Because we haven't fully created that. And that's what kind of a how, in a way, that's how I see myself. I'm your temporary life raft. I'm that inflatable one, right? That you can climb into until you can get to a place of building your own that's going to be sturdy, that's going to be sound, that's going to carry you to where you really want to go. But in the moment right now, you just need the life raft, but you need it. You need one that's going to carry you forward, not one that's going to keep you right where you are. And that's often where we, when we feel stuck in the divorce process or stuck with certain feelings, we're sort of, we are in a life raft, but it's holding us, right? It's holding us right where we are, not allowing us to move forward, but it's tempting to stay in that one because there's some familiarity. And this is just human. When even we will take status quo often, even when there's pain in it, because it's familiar. Even when we know that we are dimming our light, or even when we know that we are playing small, or even when we know we are not safe to express ourselves, or not seen fully, not allowed to be who we are, not valued for who we are, we will still often stay because it's so tempting because of survival. And once we understand, like, oh, this is the animal, this is the survival, this is the animal, this is the visceral, this is the primitive brain that is a part of us that's seeking survival. Of course, we're wired that way. And especially for women, and especially with divorce, because being alone at points in our history did equate with death. Women were cast out, right? You didn't, like, to be divorced in certain cultures, and this persists in certain parts of our globe today. It's like you didn't have access to any economic power, economic opportunity. You would lose your children. You would lose your life. Like, so it's not only do we have to be so self-loving and compassionate, because we all humans have a primitive brain that gets activated when we're fearful, when we feel, you know, this huge, it's so tumultuous, right? The turbulence that comes with divorce. So of course we get activated, but not, we as women are not only working against like that, we also are working against all of this, these centuries of programs. This is in our DNA. Women in our families, women in our ancestors have faced all kinds of horrible outcomes because when they had the courage to go it alone, to be independent, to speak their minds, to speak their truth, and they didn't even have, so many of them had no opportunity. So it's just extra scary. And I want you to know, if like this is you, if you're feeling like it, oh my gosh, it feels that totally overwhelming, feels like a death. It is because it feels that, like, there's a part of your nervous system, a part of your psychology that has that deep remembering, right? You're connected. This is so powerful. So what's on the other side, though, is, in my view, even more powerful, which is that you have this opportunity to permanently alter, to shift the course of your family legacy in this way, to enter into the lineage, a completely different kind of code for women and what it means to emerge, what it means to thrive, what it means to empower ourselves. You get to embed that. First, though, we can't do that if we, like, the only way to do that is we have to live it. We have to do it. Then others can inherit it from us. But only we can alter that. And it is like altering something on the cellular level. So that's why it feels so visceral. First, we have to allow and release all of the fear, all of the stored trauma, all of that has to get expressed and released, so that then we have the freedom, the peace, the space. We have to create the space to be able to write this new way. I mean, this is paradigm shifting in such a huge way. And this is why Of course, this is why I'm here in the sense of how I help, but it also, it's why I'm here in a much bigger way. I mean, there's a collective process happening that you are a part of. If you are experiencing divorce, you are a part of it. And the role you play in it gets to be whatever you want, right? You obviously don't have to make it your life's work and calling, but you can choose to actively participate in whatever way makes sense. And that can be as much as, I mean, that it can be as simple as you doing the work. And I don't mean that simple. I just mean that's big work. That's enough. You don't have to also be a role model for others. You could, though. You at least get to do, like, want to do the work for you and trust and know that that is significant. Like, doing it for you, that will ripple out to your family. And as I said, on this cellular level, you'll be shifting things forever for your family. And then beyond that, like, we don't need to do that. Like, you get to do what feels right to you, right? Maybe you're going to also be somebody who is that buoy, is part of the life raft for a friend or a neighbor or another, you know, not an immediate family member, but maybe somebody else in your family or in the future in your family, right? But that's up to you. That's all up to you. You don't have to make it that complex, right? Right now, it's about doing this for you, and then you get to make sense of this and decide to what. Oh, there's such a beautiful, what is that, a magpie? I have to say, okay, quick little tangent. You know, you get these with me. We are just delighting in the wildlife in Colorado. You know, you change geographies. We talked a little bit about that yesterday with the altitude, right? And me, we're still acclimating. Myself, my girls, we're still acclimating. And knowing that this acclimation, right? We talked about it yesterday as a way of just understanding that when we're going through any transition, and this can be the big, I mean, it's a big acclimation, right? When you're stepping into your new identity after divorce, huge acclimation. But also it's like, we got to acclimate after the summer. We got to acclimate to a new season. And just remembering, giving ourselves permission to do the acclimation. But I also was going to say, like, just trust that when you do shift, when you shift into your new stage, this new you, as you emerge, there's so much beauty that awaits. Things that will delight and surprise you. Things you'll get to notice, like a different bird life in my case. Like this gorgeous, I think it's a magpie. They have those beautiful, they're like black and white. I think it's a magpie. And just, we've been delighting in all kinds of different insects, and our neighborhood is rampant with bunnies. There's bunnies everywhere. We were up in the mountains and saw an elk, and, you know, and it's just giving yourself space. And this was actually one of the themes that I wanted to bring up today, because we also yesterday talked about getting back into your new daily practice to help you acclimate. And one of the things that I wanted to add to that today is just reminding all of us of our gratitude practice, delighting in things. I am so grateful for the wildlife here in Colorado. It's delightful. It's inspiring. It's powerful. Like, it brings us, it just helps us remember how connected we are. How connected we are. Harper, as I was dropping her off, was pointing out, because a boy was walking into the school with a golden retriever, and it's an assistant dog. I don't know why I'm forgetting exactly what to call his dog. But and she thinks that he has epilepsy, and the dog is there to, and you know, when the dog senses that, to alert him. And I just was marveling. It's so amazing how connected we are, and we forget sometimes. We pretend that we're in our cars, we're in our homes. We separate ourselves so much from not just nature, our connection to nature, but our connection to one another. So be grateful. Like, what are those things that you can choose to just be in the grateful, be in the experience of gratitude? Gratitude to me, it's like, it's not a mental process. Yes, we're going to use our words and thoughts to name the thing we're grateful for, but that's not the point. The point is being in the energy of the gratitude, of the awe, of the delight, of the wonder. And whatever way that shows up for you, right? Maybe it's a magpie that just comes across as you're driving through your new neighborhood. or whatever, whatever shows itself to you. Just finding time today to add to your day, just the simplicity. There are always things that we can be grateful for, and then emotionalizing it, remembering to emotionalize. It's not a mental thought process. This is an experiential process. We're embodying our gratitude. Everything is about embodying. That's how we have big shifts and anchor into new levels of our being, of who we are. We have to want to get to learn how to embody the things. That's when we can get complete at a new level, when we've embodied it. So the other thing that I wanted to bring up today, and I'm almost, I'm going to have to figure out the car cast a little bit because my commute home is so short. one of the things to be grateful for, one of the gifts of California was my long and winding road. No, it wasn't very winding. The 405 and then the PCH, not very winding, but much longer commutes, which gave me time to talk for longer. And now it's a much shorter commute, so we'll have to keep testing and figuring this out. But the other thing that I wanted to bring up today and offer you is thinking about your circle of support and updating that. So we talked about yesterday updating your recipe, your morning practice, really just giving yourself permission to look and see, like, is it still working? What do I need to do differently to feel aligned, to feel in my energy, to feel energized about my day? And focused and clear, right? And we periodically just need to mix things up. But I also want you to reflect on, or invite you, it's always an invitation with me, to look at your circle of support. We, at every stage of our lives, we want to have a circle of support. We are not doing this alone, okay? We're not meant to do this alone. And so often we as women, I don't know, man, why we do this, probably why we were conditioned to do so much alone, to be so judgmental of receiving help, of even though at the same, it's so perplexing, right? Because we're also so giving to help others, sometimes at our own expense, we like overdo for others, yet we undertake, right? Like we overgive, we undertake, like we'll refuse sometimes to allow ourselves help. And everybody needs, like, it's not just needs. It's like, why would you do it? It's the most counterintuitive thing to me. If I want to up level, if I want to gain mastery on something, like the fastest path is to get surrounded by people who have those skills to share with you, right? Like, why are we going to go out there and reinvent the wheel? You know, we've heard that over and over, yet we still do that. It's almost like a self-punishment. And I think it's really stems from, I think there's a part of it that comes from this place of self-punishment. Remember, we were at the start of this today, we're talking about those old stories. I think it's something in women at times. So just notice if this is true for you. If not, no problem. But is there some way where you withhold from yourself because of some of this shame, blame, guilt, regret business? We are superb at hiding from ourselves our motivation sometimes. So you might even, this could be totally subconscious, but just scan and check if any of this resonates, that there's some part of you that because you're getting divorced and because then there's a layer of sense of failure or sense of regret or sense of guilt now, that we're then going to withhold from ourselves to punish ourselves, right? I see it all the time. So one way to counter that is just to, like, well, reflect on it. See if that feels true. In your next meditation, check in. See, because we want to really clear that. And that's where we want to move in with so much self-love and self-compassion and grace for ourselves. Only we can give ourselves permission to receive. And remember, receiving is an energy that it's all the same, right? Receiving love, receiving gifts, receiving money, receiving help. We don't want to be blocking receiving in any form. No, we want to dissolve any of that. So just check in and notice if that's coming, if that feels true for you. And regardless, do this. I want you to look at your circles. And what I mean by your circles is, so I see it, how I like to think of this visually is like imagining yourself on the middle of a page. Your name is in the middle circle. And then you've got like seven circles around you. Maybe six, could be nine. You find a number around that. And in each of those circles, thinking about the people that are your supports. Okay. And we need our supports. Remember that life raft we talked about? Like your supports are kind of like, think of like, if there was sort of a, they're what create the inflatedness, right? The buoy that allows it to lift. Okay. We need to have that under us, around us. And when we're going through divorce, it's so important that we have a team around us. So some of the people that have been on my team that I encourage you to look and see, do I have this place filled? Like this spot filled? If this is my team, is this spot filled? We want to have, and I'm going to go through a bunch, not in any particular order, and just see what of this do you have and what of this do you know as I'm talking intuitively, oh, I need that, right? So obviously, I'm a guide and strategist, so having a guide or strategist with you, so, so important. Not just to give you skills and tools, but to help you think more clearly. None of us, myself included, can think our best when we're in the midst of this kind of turbulence, right? So we need help thinking. It helps us so much to have access to a guide or a strategist who's helping you have your best thinking and being there to think with you, right? To help you make the best decisions. So that for sure is something. Obviously, especially if you're feeling, that depending on what you've been going through, divorce will bring up all kinds of stuff. So having a healer, therapist person on in your circles, in your overall circle of support on your team is so important. And especially if you're noticing that like old trauma is coming up, or if depending on the, like what had happened in your marriage and divorce, we want to have that process for some of that deeper healing. It's so important. The combination of having a strategist to move forward and having a therapist or healer to help you heal deeper wounds is really, really vital. You also want to have somebody to help you with your physical wellness. Many of you have heard me talk about Kate. There's more coming that Kate and I will be sharing together, because Kate is a former client of mine, and now I've become a client of hers, and there's a lot that we're actually working on together that you'll hear more about in the nearish future, because this combination of the mind work that I help with and spiritual work with the physical work and wellness work that she does is it's just such an important combination on this path, because of the level of stress that our body undergoes when we're going through life in general, but especially divorce. Having somebody on your team that's helping you with your physical wellness. Are you sleeping? What's your stress level? What's your, like, are you eating? Are you overeating? What's going on, right? All of that. So having somebody that is your resource for that and your expert and your go-to. Also having somebody could be like a trainer or your dance instructor or your yoga instructor, like who inspires you to move. I want you to have somebody who inspires you to move. Movement is so important for, again, our overall health, but just also for shifts, for, we got to sweat it out. We got to get into movement. We just got to do that. I also encourage you to have a friend who is truly a confidant, somebody who lights up when you're talking about your truth, your dreams, your aspirations. Some of you might have seen, if you're on my Instagram, I sent a post, I think it was yesterday, sometime this week, within a favorite, one of my favorite Elizabeth Gilbert quotes, some of the effect of like moving closer to those who light up when you talk about your dreams. So important. We want to have somebody who is a beacon for us, who's mirroring for us that light in us that we can reach out to, who's that phone call away, text away. I've shared before, I have a close bestie who, in the darkest part of my own divorce journey, I could just text her and be like, tell me something you love about me. Tell me something, remind me, right? We all deserve and want to have that. And of course I can be that for you in ways. And of course, love fulfilling, helping to fulfill that role for clients. And also it's wonderful if it's somebody who's, you know, in your midst more often that you just have that proximity to, right? And I also, you know, we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but part of getting clear on who's in your circle, the other side of it is also getting clear on people who you want to move out of your circle. I was talking to a client on a one-on-one this week who's ready to be dating. And one of the people in her circle is also divorced and has a lot of negativity, a lot of hopelessness, a lot of just density, like her whole perspective around dating is very, it's hard. It's like a job. It's like, there's like very, there's scarcity. There aren't good people out there. Like we have to sort of settle kinds of energy, right? Like all of this. And we want to lovingly, but very, in a very boundaried way, move those friends further out. It's not helpful at all. And it's not only is it not helpful, but it actually is counterproductive. Because remember, energy is contagious. So if you spend an hour of your precious life, precious time being in that, it's a choice, right? But you will, it's really challenging to not have it affect you. There will be a residue. We don't want that kind of residue, right? So part of you putting your circles around you and putting people into your circle, right, of the support is also, and I'll talk more about this tomorrow because we're at time and I'm parked in front of my house. but looking at the gorgeous Rocky Mountains, have the most amazing, just such an amazing view. And, I don't think in the same way that seeing the ocean, some of you, if you had been listening last year, you know, I would turn a certain corner as I would drive from Redondo Beach and get back up to Marina Del Rey where I lived. My girls were in school in Redondo Beach, but I lived in Marina Del Rey, and I would round a corner, to get and like head toward the coast, and just, it's again, back to that basking in that gratitude and the awe, the energy of awe. Like truly, if you just landed here, the number of things to just be awe-inspired about abounds, right? Like if we just landed on Earth, it is awe-inspiring. There is always something that is awe-inspiring that maybe you can't in your own car today, like turn a corner and see the Pacific Ocean. I can't now. Now I get to see the Rocky Mountains. But there's something that is just can just fill you with awe, right? To fill you with gratitude, to have the gift of a new day. I love the Maya Angelou quote. It's one of my favorites. Maybe I'll share this one next week again. Let's see if I can get it right. I should have seen it a million times. but it's something like, this is a wonderful day. I've not seen this one before. Right? Just like every day. We've not seen this one before. This particular arrangement of the planets, of the seasons, of the age that we are in life, of the age that our children and loved ones are, like this arrangement. If you think of a day as a symphony, right? This arrangement, the melody of each day is completely unique. It has never existed and it will never exist again. And if we can take a little of that, right? We can live in that. We can be open to that and fill up with it. So with your, again, with your circles, I'll just recap briefly. We talked about having somebody who is your strategist or your guide. Somebody's helping you take the forward movement, take the action, have your best thinking, making your decisions, really looking, getting in, you know, you're in that life raft, moving you into creating your vessel to get you to where you want to go, right? We need to have that. Of course, that's what I have the privilege of being for my clients and would love to, if you're needing that, let's connect and see if we're a fit. Would so love to help you as well know how to navigate these waters of, you know, these very choppy waters of life after divorce. But then you get through all the choppiness and it just opens out and you're in flow and you see where you want to go and there's just so much power, so much beauty, so much joy there. So I'd love to be that for you, but make sure you have one. Make sure you have a healer, a therapist, somebody, if there's a lot coming up for you. I know I had to do a lot of grieving related to the death of my father going through my divorce, like anything we've gone through, it's amazing how, like, when we go through grieving one thing, other things will come forward. So making sure you have that support if that's happening for you. Physical wellness, being connected. And if you need somebody, like, I cannot recommend Kate highly enough. So I'll put a link to her in my show notes today, but just reach out to me and I'll help connect you with her. It has been game changing for me to have her in my circle on physical wellness, and health. Then also I encourage you to have somebody who inspires you to move in whatever way you like to move, dance, yoga, walks, if there, whatever it is, what is that for you? And have somebody, because we just, let's be honest. Like, I mean, most of us, not everybody, but most of us enjoy working out more, enjoy moving more when we're connected to another human. That human can be on an app. I love, what is it called? 8Fit. It's like infinity symbol 8Fit. I think, it's an app. And those people don't know me, but I know them. And I certainly do my 15-minute workouts better when I have them on, right? So whoever it is, in whatever form, app or in person, but having somebody. Because we really, and then the fifth one that I offered today, and of course you can think of other things that you need, right? Depending on what stage you're in, you might need your mediator or your attorney might be on that. Like, depending on where you are, you would think of what else do I need to feel totally buoyed and resourced right now? But the other one I offered is a confidant, a friend, somebody who you can trust, somebody who's going to help keep it about you though, not flood in and flood you with their stuff, especially if they have any divorce angst, right? Or fear. Sometimes our married friends, they have as much divorce stuff because, again, it's in the collective. So they're not always the best to be that confidant. And then sometimes our divorced friends aren't always the best because they're in wherever they are with their process. And of course, send them to me if they need some up-leveling around that and expansiveness and healing around that. That's what I'm here for. But just my point is to be really thoughtful and curate for yourself. Who is that confidant for you who can keep this about you and allow this to be you about you when you need their support and not going to make it about them, their fears that they might one day get divorced because there's a lot of that out there, or their angst, depending on where they are and how they're approaching their own divorce journey. Okay, so those are five. And then today, find the awe in the everyday. Is it a magpie? Is it a bee? Is it the moth that looks like a hummingbird? Oh my goodness. Harper and I do an evening walk most nights now. I love doing our evening walks together, just the two of us. And it's so simple. This 15 minutes of time around dusk, so sunset time, not only is it beautiful to just close the day because it connects us to nature, it also connects us to one another. It's part of my one-on-one time with Harper is this walk. But we thought we were seeing a hummingbird the other day and then got closer and it was that moth that pretends like that looks like a hummingbird from afar, specifically so that predators don't come and eat it. And it's just magical and marvelous the way that nature's intelligence, right? So what are those things for you today that will bring in some of that majesty, some of that just magic of the awe of the natural world? We are part of that. We are part of that. And sometimes we feel a little disconnected. So move closer and be in touch with me. Move closer to me. There are lots of ways from talking to me and hopping on a call. If you're considering, if you feel ready to become a client, that's the best way for us to have a chat. And I will be 100% honest with you about how I can help. And then if I can't, help you think of where, like, help you know where to go if I'm not a fit for some reason. But being on a call is the best way for us to really know, and we can talk through all those options. But there's also, you can join my free Facebook community if you're ready to learn a little bit more. That's there for you. It's called Happy Home Life After Divorce Community. I was live every day last month. Well, except for one day, and then I did a double the next day. And I, of course, talked to you about that inside. But there's so many videos on all kinds of topics from that I did every day last month. So there's 31 that you can explore, which is a great place to get to know me if you're new. Then there's also the Dashboard Club, where I give exclusive CarCast content. And we'll be starting that back up again now that I'm back doing this as the school year started with this new season of the CarCast. So there's lots and lots of ways. And also you can just email me. Remember that? Just emailing people. You don't even have to get on any app. You can just email me. And that is all in the show notes. Okay. So move closer, build your circles around you. That is your life raft. And we need it. Like, even if you're not, like, for sure we need it when we're in the tumult of like the big choppy waters of divorce. But life is going to continue to have you up level and expand unless you are purposely trying to stay stagnant, right? So the next thing, it could be job related, it could be health related, it could be relationship related, right? It's the next thing. So we always want to have a current, we want to be conscious of that circle of support and make sure that it's, that those positions are filled on your team, all right? So again, if you need any of that help to think through any of this, I am here for you. There is a reason that you're resonating with me. And if you're listening to this, we resonate, and just count me among your circles and call on me if you need more support with any of this and all of this. All right. And until next time, next week, I will, as always, sending you so much love and so much sunshine, and I'll talk to you then. Bye.